They're here for the American dream, but they've given us the American nightmare. Our beloved son, Jamil Shah II, was brutally murdered by an illegal alien gangbanger. Our government wants to protect the illegals, but who's going to protect the Americans and the legal immigrants? We are, with Jamil's Law. Log on to jamilslaw.com, JAMIELS Law.com. Together, yes, we can deport illegal alien gangs out of the USA.
Here they come, the legals, they're coming.
That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shah? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shah? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all.
Yeah, welcome, Jamil's Law. Blog Talk Radio. Hope you can hear me.
Here they come. The legals, they're coming.
Yes, the legals really coming, boy, because they're paid again. Okay. I'm trying something new tonight. I had an emergency. I left my phone at work, and there's no way I could go back and get it till tomorrow. So I'm trying just direct connect using the computers. Speaker and all that, so I'm not even sure if people can hear me or not. This is, you know, I usually don't do it because it didn't work good, but maybe it's working now. So if you can hear me, like they say, holler if you hear me. But anyway, yep, just say welcome, you know. Hey, I see Julie out there. Oh, okay, all right. Because Julie said, Dems want to allow unlimited green card to Chinese CCP members. I can hear you fine. Oh, cool. So I guess this worked. But maybe I'll try it again next week. But we'll see because, you know, you get all happy. The people here, they soon get happy, they cut you off. But it's just, you know, I don't know about you guys, but it's like every man for himself, you know. I never thought, you know what, I take that back. I always thought in the back of my mind, even in front of my mind, you know, I used to always think and I used to always feel that if white people didn't be careful, they're going to end up slaves, right? I used to always think that growing up because I used to watch how white people, you know, would bend over backwards to please black people because they didn't want no trouble. You know, I know my father. See, I was one of those black kids. My father had a lot of friends, and he had a hippie friend. He had this one hippie. His name was Dave, and he was a real hippie. You know, he wore hippie clothes, and his feet was always out. It was weird. I never knew nobody who you could see a man. You could see his feet all the time. To me, that was weird. But hey, he was wearing. You know, he was one of those peace brother. I mean, just the real deal hippie. But he was a businessman, I guess, because my father knew him. And then he had really hardcore business friends. He had black friends, Latino friends. And, you know, so I never thought nothing about race. But I always knew whenever he went over his white friend's house, they always, everything was better, you know, than the rest of his friends. They always had stuff, you know, the RVs and campers and, you know, they always want to go somewhere, and we used to always, you know, go to San Diego as a family. You know, I had three sisters, my mom and dad. We would always go on vacation, and sometimes we would go to San Diego and hang out in the campground with some of his white friends. So to me, white people were, you know, no big deal because I saw them all the time. But I noticed that one of his white friends had two white daughters, and you could tell they were scared of black people because we used to go over there all the time, and I hardly ever saw them in their own house. Like they were hiding in the room, whatever. But the reason why I brought all that up is I always noticed that white people always, you know, thought it was cool to have black friends. And black people, you know, it was like a status symbol. If you went somewhere and your friends were white, it was like everybody felt, you know, like they were doing something good for the other person, so to speak. I'm not sure why I thought that. But I always thought that black white people were going to be slaves one day. And as time was going on, I could sort of see it happening. And now, oh my God, now if I was white, I'd be scared to death to live around black people because they don't respect you. They're not scared of the police only because they think the police are all white, even though everybody know they're not. They just try to make it a white thing, just try to make you, you're Uncle Tom or you're a sellout if you do anything white. If you have black kids who have really good enunciation and people say, oh, you sound white. They don't say you're just smart or, you know, you pronounce your words good, whatever. They make it seem like it's some kind of bad thing, you know. And that's how it's going now. And you have some white people who are okay with it. You know, you could just tell from back when they had that stuff in Seattle. And I remember this one white girl was standing out there in front of the police. And she was hollering to the police, I'll suck your, you know what, but, you know, penis. She didn't say penis, though. If you put your sign down, take off your bag, and change something. In all the, when you used to hear what the chop zones and stuff, kind of stuff was going on in there. I used to hear how white women would come in there and sort of like purge their soul, you know, just go in there and serve all the people, all the black people who wanted to be served. That was their way of like paying back black people, just going into a tent and everybody just take turns coming in there because she had enough, I guess, and then she'd go home and take a shower, and then she feel like, okay, I gave to black people, or I paid my debt. It ain't like that. These people, they were like savages. They'll take every damn thing you got, you know. The only reason why they slowed up on coming into people's houses is everybody got guns, you know. So they just wait for you to come outside without your gun. See, a lot of gun owners come outside without their gun. They don't take a chance and just take it everywhere they go. I mean, what's going to happen? And, I mean, realistically, yeah, you might get arrested and, you know, get pulled over by the police, whatever, but you'll be able to get your gun back. I mean, it's not against the law to carry around your gun. I mean, you can't carry it around in your pocket. You have to be visible or in the case or however you're supposed to transport it, but you can't leave it in the car. So, you know, either way it go, the world is fucked up right now. You know, I mean, stuff back in the day, remember how back in the day, if you, any kind of project you had going on or any kind of function or whatever you were trying to do, any kind of idea, it was always a good idea until somebody got hurt. Once somebody got hurt, then, we can't do it no more because somebody got hurt. Now, people can get killed. They don't even give a damn. If you get killed 2022 eight times and from now on, people just figure, hey, Soylent Green, baby, they could give a damn about you. You can see how they act. People run into you, take your money, push you in front of trains and stabbing people for no reason, just killing. But people think this is new. This is not new. My son was murdered in 2008, same kind of shit. Motherfucker walking down the street and just decided to kill him. He didn't do nothing to nobody. But he did. Just think of all the people that you know. Nelda said, I grew up where every grown-up worked like dogs, no matter the skin color. Everyone was related through Cherokee roots. We all worked together. And that's how it used to be, you know. That you hit on a good point, Nelda, because back in the day, that's how black people felt in the 60s. Well, just say like this, put it like this. When slavery ended, most black people were so in a hurry to get the hell out the plantation and go to the big city and get a job and a house and all the stuff that they seen on the plantation or they heard about or seen in a magazine when the master wasn't looking, you know, they all wanted that. That's why the 40 acres and the mule didn't stick. Even if they wouldn't have killed Lincoln, and nobody gave a damn about no damn 40 acres at that time, they would take the 40 acres, but then 40 acres, you got to take care of that land. That's a lot of land. I mean, and the mill was made for working. Nobody that was raised up through slavery on the plantation wanted to work on a damn farm. So that's why it didn't really stick, the 40 acres. You know, everybody got the hell out of there. That's, you know, that's what the average person would do. So everybody was trying to get better. Go, where were you going? I'm going to that black part of town where you can go and get jobs and you could do whatever you was doing better than that, right? So that's how it was. Everybody was working. My mother and father was working. We had a house. We lived in Compton when Compton was white. I mean, to live in Compton back then, you had to have a good job. You can't live in Compton back in the 60s unless you had a job. Wasn't no just, you know, Compton wasn't for people just be hanging out. I mean, it turned into that. But when we lived in Compton, it was in the 60s. I remember my mother got a brand new car in 1968. I remember her coming home and we standing outside and she had a new car. Everybody was looking at it. And all the white people looking in one of the parties like, you niggers. I mean, you know, I didn't have no black friends because nobody on the street was black. There was one family down the street, but we didn't hang out too much. He was a little older than me. But people that I knew went to school with, I mean, they were all white. But you came home, they want to play with you, but you could tell their parents when they would come outside. You can't go outside. Black people, they're on the street, you know. But anyway, that's... So my mother and father had a good job. We moved there, moved from Compton, moved to this house. Yeah, I'm still in the same damn house. We moved here in 1970. But now, nobody want to work. People are quitting their jobs for no reason. I mean, I could see quitting a job because you didn't hit the lottery or you got some checks coming in now to where you don't have to work, you know. But people are not working and they only have no money because they don't need it. In their minds, that's why you see people going into stores and just walking out like that. That's not like they're doing it because they're hungry or whatever. They're doing the same kind of stuff you would do if you had a job, you know. So they know about shopping, you know. And they might be in there stealing bologna and some bread and some mayonnaise and some orange juice. They're going in there stealing stuff that they can sell, you know. But they're doing it. They're acting like people do when they go have jobs. You're going to the store because you have money. What the hell am I going to CVS for if I don't have no money in my pocket? I ain't got no money, no ATM cards. I ain't got nothing. But I'm in CVS doing what? Looking around for what? You know, there's no way to stop that because people feel entitled. They figure, what you going to do about it? And then they see the response. People, even before they went out there, people watching on TV saying, oh, my God, they don't care. Then that's how the riot got started. Remember they was rioting? I'm sure everybody was like, what the hell is going on? And then they realized nobody was doing nothing. So then everybody went out. But you know it, you go out, and now everybody's thinking, what the hell? Looking around, no police, nobody stopping them. People burning up stuff, stealing cars and money, ATM machines. And they were stealing stuff that you wouldn't even think about. Even in L.A., they were breaking through those trains and just stealing guns. But they don't want to tell you people. They make you think they were just taking TV. Oh, it's just some Amazon packages. Hell nah. They were stealing shotguns, rifles, AR-15, handguns. Anything you could think of, weaponry was getting stolen, including everything else. You know. Yeah, Nelda. We did not know what racism was. Nobody knew in those days. Because black people... The only black people talked about racism and shit like that were the politicians because they were doing, you know, in those days, in the 60s, they're doing what they're supposed to do. But they got out of hand. I'm sure a lot of corruption. But that's what they did, you know. And if you didn't have no time for that shit, you didn't. A lot of people didn't have time for Martin Luther King and none of them. I ain't saying he's a bad person, but Malcolm X, Martin King, Medgar Evers, some people was just, man, I'm just trying to make some money and buy me a house one day. Even if it's in the black part of town. House is a house. You know, you can't get in the white part of town at a certain time, so you didn't. You know, but everybody knew it was about working. You know. Yeah, nobody knew about racism. What's that? Everybody heard about it on TV, but nobody lived in those neighborhoods. I didn't live until we went to Compton, but I don't remember nobody beating us. I remember somebody, you know, now you think about it, one of our neighbors, My father said, he didn't tell me, but I heard my mother and father talking because we had two dogs, and both of the dogs died in the backyard. You know, my father said somebody poisoned, the neighbors poisoned them. They probably did. They don't like black people. I'm sure they poisoned the dogs, you know. But, hey, nobody knew what they looked like. I never seen the people. Plus, I was a little kid. I was only in third grade. You know, but I guess my father knew. But either way it go, I didn't see my father sitting in the house wondering about what we're going to do now. We got to go through this protesting. My father didn't do that. Didn't do none of that. You know, he was at work. He had four kids. He ain't no time to be out there sitting on a protest line, you know, acting a fool. He had to go get a job. He had to pay for the house. You know? Notice that there were more white slaves in this area than black. The blacks were free in a way by 1865. The white slaves were still in bondage until 1920. Damn. And they in slavery and they ain't enslaved now. Black Lives Matter bullshit. See, what's going to save everything is all this bullshit having with Black Lives Matter, stealing all the money. And then people are tired of that shit. You know, most of the people that are trying that, they're going to get old like everything else. I remember when my son was dead, I noticed all the liberals would talk about is everybody's going to be dead soon, all the Tea Party. That was their whole defense, is that don't even trip because they're all old, they're going to be dead, and all the other white people are going to be loons. That's what they depended on. See, but even the loons don't want to die. You mean, you can be a loon only so far. When people start killing you, I can tell people that all the time. I should say, man, white people are crazy. Because when my son was dead, I realized more. But it's always been like that, that white people will be looned out, and they be going out their way to help black people. So to get into the black communities, to let black people know that I'm here to help you, they would get certain black people to take me to a certain church or certain restaurant, wherever it's there, you know, escort me around and introduce me to the people, right? White people can never just come by themselves. You know why? Because black people, all they hear is the white man ain't no good, blue-eyed devil. So anybody was white was the enemy. They didn't know that I'm a Democrat and I'm loomed out. I'll do anything for you. I'll even sell my soul to help black people, even if you don't deserve it. You know, they don't know that. They just see white. That's why if you notice all the white people during the 60s were getting killed because they were hanging out in black parts of towns thinking they were street cred. Now I can hang out here. Nobody won't hurt me. And a lot of white people got killed in the 60s. And they were nothing. They were good people. They were just trying to help out. But all they see was white because Al Sharpton doesn't say, okay, this white person is good, this one's not. That's why they use that, because that's why whenever somebody white wants to come into a black part of town, first thing they go do is find some well-known person that can bring me in. Not because they can bring me in, it's because they won't hurt me. That's what they think. But coming with Al Sharpton, nobody won't beat me up. Then I get a chance to talk, then everybody will see that I'm on their side, and they'll leave me alone. If I come by myself, first thing they're going to do is want to rob me. Even they think like that. They act like, I'm not racist. Well, then why you guys get to come to black part of town? Republicans know better. That's why they don't do it. See, the Republicans not going to call Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. People always say, why don't the Republicans come to black part of town? Because they're scared. What are they going to do? They don't want to get beat up. They know it's going to happen if you just show up at somewhere and start talking about anything. They're going to steal everything. They think they're going to hurt them. They're going to beat me up. They're going to kill me. They're going to take my car and rape my wife. That's how they be thinking. And half of it's true. I be thinking the same thing, too. It might be, no matter where I go, I be thinking, okay, am I going to, you know, is this going to be the day I'm going to be fighting? You know? This is a woman. Julie says, a woman would, what's that? Poorly treated HIV in South Africa treated positive for COVID. It festered in her for 8 months, mutating into 21 different strains. God damn. Now, see, that's like a health hazard. So what do you do to that person? You know, I remember they had a leopard island. They just sent people to. Now, that's somebody Dr. Fauci should take her, put her in quarantine, and fix her. Instead of just saying, well, we're just going to mess with you guys and all illegal aliens. That's why we keep getting these strains over and over and over. Everybody and mama coming through the border. Everybody's sick as hell. Nobody gonna tell us anything. So we don't, no matter what they say, you know everybody's sick. That's how I see it. All of them sick. They don't even tell you no more. You can't trust the liberals, so you just think the worst. Whatever they say, it ain't true. It's the opposite. If they say everything is okay, it ain't. If they say only little people did, that mean everybody did. Or you might get a little sick, that mean you're going to die. If their mouth is moving, then they lie. You know, this is Julie, you can bank on that woman being full of vaccines and full of shit. Don't forget the ability of HIV to mimic. The HIV vaccines kill more AIDS patients than AIDS, but they don't care about that. Right now, I live in California, Los Angeles to be exact. On all the bus stops, you know, they have those benches, they have posters, billboards all over the black community, right? And you know what the sign says, different versions of it? It says, syphilis is on the rise. It says, California is the number one capital for syphilis. Now, I haven't seen one thing on the news about be careful because syphilis is out there. And, you know, I don't know if the woman is. See, the one reason why if a man had syphilis, he would just be a fool because after so many days, I ain't never had it, but from what I heard, after so many days, you know you got it. Your penis is just not right. Ain't nothing. I'm not sure if it's like gonorrhea. See, with gonorrhea or the clap, I never had that either, thank God. But with the gonorrhea and the clap, you know you got that. After as soon as you get it, something ain't right. You know, and then the first day, you know, by the third day, you can't even urinate without excruciating pain. But that pain starts way before the third day. By the third day, you and everybody that near you know you got it. If you can go long, I had a friend that was on crack. He said he had gonorrhea. He said he had it so bad that his clothes were soaked out. I mean, you know, he's a crackhead at that time, so he didn't care. He said his clothes were just soaked, like he urinated on himself from just all the pus coming out, green pus. And he still didn't go to the doctor. He was on crack. He got hit by a car. Doing that same thing. Everything was happening. He was on crack. He's a crackhead. And he got gonorrhea that festered way past the limit, right? He must not even urinate no more because it won't even come out. From what I heard about it, after a while, it won't even come out. The pain is so severe that your brain will not push because it's not going to happen. So it's sort of, this is just sitting there until your kidneys start backing out, whatever. But anyway, he said he got hit by a car, and he got wedged some kind of way. He got wedged underneath the car. They called the paramedics and all that. Some kind of way, they got him out underneath the car. They took him to the hospital. His gonorrhea was so bad that the hospital wouldn't even admit him. They told him, you can't even come in here when they found out what he had, right? They told him that he had to go to a VD clinic or wherever they called it, a syphilis clinic, whatever, and for them to get cured. The hospital didn't even care. The hospital made him leave. And what if he didn't go to the doctor? I don't know if he did or he didn't, but eventually I guess he got rid of it. But what I'm saying is that now you got syphilis in L.A. It's so bad that they got billboards and stuff like that all over the city. But not one time have you heard anybody mention syphilis, you know, or you say HIV. Or hepatitis, or anything that you can get a vaccine for, that even the flu vaccine. People so fed up on shots right now, they don't want to hear none of that shit right now, talking about giving you a shot. You can't get a shot on nobody. See, because they messed that up. Instead of making it a event where everybody felt they was really saving their own life, you know how they say the life you save may be your own, they made people resent a shot. You know, can you imagine all the kids? They're going to grow up, and they're not going to never go to the doctor. You know, most people don't go to the doctor as it is, unless they're damn near dead, because people know the doctors, they'll give you stuff just to make money. At one time, we were growing up, my mother took everybody to the doctor for a physical. The doctor gave everybody eye tests. He gave two of my sisters glasses, and they didn't even need the glasses. The only reason why he got them because they, you know, he can do it. My mother had a payment, you know, she had a good job, and she got, you know, oh yeah, she need glasses. The other one, she need glasses too, right? And my sister broke her glasses, and when she went to get them fixed, went to a different doctor, and they, you know, gave her an eye test and all that, and he was like, you don't need these damn things. Who the hell? And that's how they found out she didn't need it, you know. So my sister right now, she could be blind today, and she won't even go get no glasses because she remembered those glasses, and then they used to call her cat eye because, she had, you know, they were cat eye glasses, and she wearing those for no reason, you know. And I don't go to the doctor unless you know, if I'm brought in with an ambulance, even though I've never been to the hospital in an ambulance before, you know. But, you know, that's just how we are. And especially now, who in the hell is going to go see a doctor? You know, because you know he can lie. You know he need money. You know he'll need some prescriptions. I went to a dentist one time just to get a tooth pulled, you know, get a filling. When I got through, matter of fact, the doctor ended up pulling the tooth out. They gave me so much medicine, I didn't even ask for it. They gave me some Tylenol with codeine, some hydrocodone, you know, and some big old gigantic ibuprofen, 900 milligrams, and with refills on all of them. Man, I didn't take none of it. My tooth wasn't even hurting, you know. I mean, after the first day, I didn't even take no pills even then. You know, once the painkiller wore off, you know, I was driving and all that. I had no time to be taking all these painkillers. But just the idea, I remember those days, and they were just giving everybody that. They do it right now. They don't care. They do it differently, but they need money. You go to the doctor, oh, yeah, everything wrong with you. Give you about 100 tests, and then find out ain't nothing wrong or whatever. So syphilis eats holes in your brain. That is why syphilis patients go crazy before they die. Damn. How in the hell can you live with syphilis so long to eat your brain up? You think your penis or your vagina would just be all rotted out before that, or the pain or something would be going on to the point where, I mean, I don't think you could just, can you just have syphilis and not know it? And then one day you realize, hey, I got syphilis. How did that happen? AIDS was a side effect of taking HIV drugs. Just call him Job. Yeah, because it was something else. They were saying how AIDS came about, and the only reason why it was just luck, from what they said, with the HIV. Everybody didn't, you know, it didn't spread like they thought it was going to. It was the same way with that. Some other things going on when Obama was in office. I forgot what the Ebola or something. It was some other thing was going on, and I've been Ebola, and they were saying the only reason why that didn't get out of control is they just got lucky, because they were doing the same bullshit Biden is doing now, and the reason why it didn't spread, it just didn't. But they were expecting a full-on, like, this COVID bullshit, you know. They probably was doing that stuff back then, China, but nobody realized what it was, even with HIV, you know. And there's people now that say, I was like Magic Johnson. I don't believe Magic Johnson had whatever he said he had. He had something else. They just didn't want to tell us. Because I don't know nobody who had AIDS way back then that's alive today, you know, especially the way Magic Johnson had it. I think they just used it because he was like a, you know, he was a good spokesman for it, because they don't even talk about it. It's like, where is it gone? If he has a cure for it, I mean, you know, why isn't Magic going around saying we found a cure for HIV or AIDS, whatever he's supposed to have had, because look how long he was living. Magic Johnson was young when he had that. They don't even talk about it no more. It's like whatever it was, it just went away. So if it went away, or it's doing so good, why isn't he telling everybody what he took? You know, that's weird. Now you think about it, you would think he'd be on a soapbox or the drug companies would be like, hey, Magic, go talk to the people and tell them what it was like and, you know, how you was able to live that long. When's the last time Magic Johnson had any kind of seminar or speech about how he beat AIDS, you know, and the drugs that he took and the steps that he took to go from where he's at today, you know, where he was when he first had it, till today? You know, they don't talk about it. And I guarantee you, the reason why they don't talk about it, it has to be, you know, it has to be that it's full of shit. Because, you know, it's almost like, remember with the vaccine, when they first started it, they were like, oh, you want some potato chips? And in California, they were doing lotteries and giving away gift cards and all, piece of pizza. I was like, man, what in the hell need pizza that bad? What are you, homeless people? That's why they went down the Skid Road and said, I'll give you some french fries if you take this vaccine shot. Who in the hell wants french fries that bad? That you will take a vaccine shot and give a coupon to a McDonald's and you go there and get an order of fries. That ain't nothing, you know. So that didn't work, of course. You know, the lottery didn't work because the lottery don't work in California anyway. You know, so nobody, I mean, I don't. I mean, playing the lottery in California is like going to these Indian casinos in California instead of going to Vegas. At least if you go to Vegas, you get the ambiance of Las Vegas. You know, you can tell when somebody got a gambling problem because going to any casino sometime, I guess it's cool just to go hang out. You ain't got time to go to Vegas. Just want to, you know, just go hang out. But some people go there like they're in Vegas, you know. So you know you got a problem if you're going to the Indian casino all the time. Because at least with Vegas, you get the ambiance. I'm in Vegas, you know, you go outside, you're getting free drinks. It's, you know, you're in Las Vegas. So if you do lose a little money, you just stop and go enjoy Las Vegas. But you got an Indian casino, what are you going to do, go outside the parking lot? You know, no, you want the real deal. You want the real deal. Yeah, Julie says 1,000 increase in reported neurological issues, which includes our pilots, miscarriages up 300%, cancer up 300%, 71% of new cases are fully vaxxed, hospitals are filled with 60% vaxxed. Crazy as hell. Then everybody I know, and now, you remember how first, when it first started, the people who wasn't vaccinated was sort of, you didn't want nobody to know because you know, they made everybody feel guilty. But then as time went on, we don't feel guilty no more. Now the people who were vaccinated, they feel guilty because they don't want nobody to know that I've been vaccinated. I had like 800 shots and I still got it twice. Gave it to everybody in the house. They don't even want to tell nobody. That's why if you notice it, you don't hear nothing about it no more when it comes to who got it. First it was, every time somebody got it, you was on TV. Yeah, I got it, and I had it, and my mama in the hospital, and she got it, but we going to be all right. You don't hear nothing like that no more because they got it. Can you imagine? Every now and then it'll sneak out or somebody will leak some information, but you never hear the superstars and celebrities say, man, I done had 3 goddamn shots. And I still got it. Gave it to my mother. My mother gave it to her people. Everybody in the damn family is sick. These things, they don't talk like that. They act like the vax people are some new kind of people where they don't talk and they're like different. They're the same damn people we are. When they get sick, they get pissed off. You know, they just don't report it. They don't report nothing. One time you report it, it has to be leaked. Do you think all these illegal aliens coming to our country right now ain't killing nobody? Ain't none of them raping nobody? Ain't nobody abusing no kids? Even though you go on the internet, you look at the LAPD website, go into any city you live in, look at the website for or child molesters or cases they're looking for with people or criminals, and you see damn near all the Latino men in there wanting for molesting kids. I ain't saying blacks don't do it, whites don't do it, but damn near all of them in there for that, you know. But they don't care. They don't give a damn about nothing. They right now, they could give a damn. See the girl on TV? I mean, she dead. This girl over here dead, hit by a car. This guy over here dead. And it don't even faze her no more. Being dead is not the metrics of, okay, time to stop that shit. You know, back in the day, if you was doing anything stupid, good or bad, smart or stupid, and somebody died, that mean kind of shut that shit down. Whatever you was doing, long as don't nobody get hurt, don't nobody get killed, we'll keep continuing this program. You know, like somebody said, hey, I want to have a party. I remember I was younger, I was 16. I said, hey, Dad, can I get a party? And he was like, all right, something go down, don't never ask me that again. You know, so you had to make sure nothing happened because you want to do that again one day, right? No. No. Right now, nobody, if you die right now, nobody's going to care. If you get hit by a car by legal alien, they won't even talk about it. If you get shot by a black person, unless it's some serious coverage, they won't know about it. They don't want to know. You know, but then when they get killed, oh, man, you know, like the girl, the whole background has been happening. Like the last two or three people that got killed by illegal aliens were black, you know, even that cop. When I look at that cop, man, I feel so sorry for him. You know, he looked like a big old teddy bear. You know, the older guy that the illegal alien killed him, went to Mexico and all that, and they found him, got him back. I knew he was a illegal alien. They didn't even mention that, even though everybody knew. Even Fox took forever to say the illegal alien part, and then they moved on. Nobody, why they don't talk about that part? So it's... You know, I don't know what's going to happen, man. You know, I guess it's, if you had to pick a time to be alive, I guess we had the last of the normal because this is when it started. We can always, like a fire. When the fire starts, no matter how big the fire started, you can always go see where it started at, how it started, and what was used, and was it accident or on purpose, because there's always a spot where it started. I mean, you can... If you know how to look for fires, you can tell, oh, yeah, the fire started right there, and then you blah, 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 blah. Same thing with this. You know, we'll be able to say, man, I remember when everybody had their own opinion when the world went bad or when they noticed it, when it was like, hey, this is effed up. Mine is like, I mean, I probably noticed it before then, but 2008 is when I really realized this shit is effed up. You know, even today I still be thinking, man, this is crazy. My son dead. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. I don't think I had a phone call from nobody, even my own family. Nobody, even in my own family, I got three sisters, and all of them have kids, grown kids, and some of their kids got kids. You know what I mean? And they don't never call and say, hey, how you doing? You know, I mean, it must be hard. Your son is dead. Or, you know, my nephew, my cousin, my friend. Nobody, I'm sure they probably, and people always, when I run into them, they always say, oh, yeah, I be thinking about him all the time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm not putting down nobody grieving, but damn, you know. But then this girl that recently, you probably saw him on Fox on the internet, and the girl's daughter was murdered. And the mother was complaining to Joe Biden, I voted for you, you know? That is the scariest part of what I do because, of course, I'm so sad for the girl and all that. And for the mother, I know what she's going through. You know, it's probably worse. But looking back on it, and it's sort of hard to say it without pissing somebody off, you know. But looking back on it, I should always want to find people who most likely they might have heard about me or, you know, my son, or they might have heard about what we're trying to do, people are trying to do about illegal aliens. They might have heard about illegal aliens and, you know, stuff like that because this is not new. If your kids got killed since 2020, 21, 22, you heard about illegal aliens, and for her to say, I don't, I voted for Joe Biden and all that, I could imagine what she was thinking when 5 years ago, you know, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, she probably thought, screw you, you guys are just white supremacist people. I ain't saying she was acting like that. I'm just saying those kind of people, you know, including, well, in 2008, I was a liberal, but I didn't really give a shit, you know. I wasn't protesting nothing. I just wanted to work. I had a job, and, you know, if I give me a white girlfriend, I was cool. I was trying to. I wouldn't mind getting a white girlfriend. I never had one. It just never happened. You know, I tried, but, it just was, you know, it was just, black women was all around me, so it was easier. You know, I wasn't around white girls enough to get a white girlfriend. I have to go to somewhere to meet them, and, you know, it's easier. It is on my street, you know, black women right next door, so, you know. But, I probably lost my train of thought a little bit. Let me see what Julie is saying. Hey, Klaus. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, must be Kathy 411. Signing in is very difficult. Oh, yeah, they make it hard as hell. But if you were calling some left-wing loon, you probably would have got through. They would have walked you through. They don't like me. They just like taking my money. I mean, they don't miss a beat. They got it on clockwork. They take so much money out of my debit card, you know, but they won't contact me. Can you imagine Trump call you? You can always tell if somebody supports you or not is when they know Trump called you. So you can imagine, here I am, little old me, doing the chicken shit radio station, you know, that I'm working on, and Donald Trump called, President of the United States, after he won, not before, after he won. He told me I'm going to call afterward, and he called. And he couldn't even get through. They had to check, he had to call the operator, and the operator got him in because everybody heard he was going to be there, and they shut down the station. You know, that station never called me that one time to say nothing. So what did I tell you? Can you imagine if you're a little chicken shit radio show, Blog Talk Radio, you own it. Chicken shit. You know what I mean? Considering, you know, I ain't trying to dog them out, but it is. It's a chicken shit thing. I use it because that's all we got. They got other stuff, but I don't feel like going through all that right now. But anyway, and you got the little chicken shit Blog Talk Radio. The President of the United States called Donald Trump. Shut down the whole damn studio because he's Donald Trump. Everybody on the thing. Wouldn't you try to get something out of that if you liked the man? That's how I knew they didn't like him and they don't like me. And they just sabotage everything. Because if I own Blog Talk Radio, there's no way in the world Donald Trump called into my company and I don't get in on that. I'm like, if I can get some revenue out of that, some interviews, some promotions, can I get the man to say anything about my show? Mr. Shaw, can you hook me up? What can we do? Blah, 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 whatever. Not a peep. Not a peep. Matter of fact, the sabotage people some kind of way got into my archives and erased that particular show. I'm not 100% sure, but I look for that show in the archive section over and over and over. Cannot find it. I try every combination of when he would have been there, and somebody went in there, took Donald Trump's show out because they knew I would try to have it for the future, and it's gone. Now, I got a lot of saboteurs, you know, in the family and in the internet, but out of all the shows in the archive, I've been doing it for like, what, since 2008 probably, but... I'm thinking 2009, I don't know for sure. I lost track. But all I know is that Donald Trump interview gone. That was like John Guitar Watson said, ain't that a bitch? He said, you got me wondering, which is which? You got me wanting to go outside and dig a ditch. Ain't that a bitch? Now, people say, what does that mean? Nobody knows exactly what he's talking about. But he's saying whatever was going on with this person, they had his brain so rattled, they made him want to go outside and dig a ditch. For what? Throw somebody in it? Jump in it? Just do a ditch it was just an example of how the person had his head going. And I'm sure someone digging a ditch was burying somebody, I guess. But a ditch, no, he didn't say dig a grave, dig a ditch. Like digging a ditch for what? That's how messed up in the head he was at that time because of this person. That's how they try to do us. They want you to be so crazy that you're outside digging a ditch. What are you doing that for? You don't even know. You just want to get some freedom. People change their name like that guy, Enos Freedom. He just wants freedom so bad he changed his name to Freedom. So you know what that means? He ain't getting it. In his mind, he can't get no freedom. So he changed his name to Freedom so he could think freedom all the time. Because all of us know we're free. We don't change our name to Freedom. Anybody USA, our name is Freedom. You know, people do that when they love America. Nobody loves America like that in the United States because you know to compare it to. And you can't really blame people. You can't blame somebody because they don't know how it is to be poor, you know. And you can't blame somebody if their mom and dad was go-getters and their mom and dad messed around and got rich and then these kids were born. People act like we have a choice where we're born. If I had a choice, you think I'd be born where I was born at? No, I'd be like, yeah, I need some money. I want some things later on in life. But can you put me somewhere from Beverly Hills area, you know, give me this zip code, you know? No. It's the luck of the draw. It's like going to Las Vegas. You put on some dice and you shake it, bam, you come out in Africa. God damn, snake eyes. You born in Zimbabwe. You be thinking, oh, man. Can you imagine if you had a choice? You'd be thinking, but Zimbabwe, what the hell am I doing? I think I'm going to be flies in my eyes. I'll be drinking white liquids all the damn time. Meat, as long as I can eat it, meat is a goddamn gazelle or some stupid stuff, you know? Or somebody else, you shake the dice, you be like, yeah, 90210. Yeah, baby, I'm going to Beverly Hills. No, I didn't like that, you know? It's just luck. And it's not even luck. I mean, it's luck, but if you want to make it biblical, can you imagine how lucky we are out of all the combinations of fertilized eggs and sperm cells, some kind of way we came out, you know? How in the hell did that happen? That means we was in there that whole time. That means there's people that's gone, ain't gonna never come. You know, these sperm cell got 250, 500 million sperm cells at one time. And then out of all those sperm cells, my, out of the 500 million sperm cells, for that one particular moment, that wasn't like the whole year. That was just that one particular moment when the sperm cell was coming out, the exact same sperm cell that was Jamil. Because that sperm cell was half of Jamil. And then that egg, the way that egg was formulated to where out of all the combinations of that egg and that sperm cell, out of all the sperm cells that got there, my sperm cell got there mixed with that egg that was me. It had to be. I don't understand. No other way it could be. But it was miraculous. It's a miracle if you look at it. You know, we're all miracles because think of all the people who are never, they don't even know they was alive. They don't even know they're not dead, never born, but nobody knows it. But we know it because we're here. So we know what happened. Out of all the egg combinations and all the sperm combinations, we came out. That's some lucky, blessed, however you want to say it, you know? Some people say, man, that's the curse because now we got to die. These are people in the egg that didn't come out and the sperm cells that didn't make it. They don't even know. Yeah, but still, they don't even know. At least they never going to be here because they already gone. The new sperm cells in the future ain't came out yet, but the ones that passed through my father, gone. You know, he ain't going to have no more. So at least we got to enjoy this shit. It's effed up, but it's better than being dead, right? People always say, man, your son's in a better place. Man, how the hell? Heaven better than being alive. Heaven for dead people. They don't understand that part. Because people who don't know about death or they don't even experience no shock therapy of somebody getting murdered, you know, just dying regular, it's different. My mother died regular and sad as hell, but it wasn't like she got shot. Getting shot or getting hit by a car, coming off a roof like that girl at the Miss America, Miss World, Miss America, or Miss something, took off a damn belt because somebody said she was old. See what I'm saying? That's drugs. See, that kind of shit mixed with drugs and alcohol, yeah, you'll go up on the roof and jump. But nobody's sober because somebody said, you're fat. Oh, I'm not fat. You go up on the roof and jump off. That's alcohol, drugs, you're not in your right mind. There's kids that kill themselves. But if you look back into what happened, you're not in your right mind. They so messed up in the head, in fact, they on alcohol. They on pills. They ain't thinking straight. Their brain is gone to the point where they kill themselves. Because for you to kill yourself, you got to be crazy as hell. See, killing people means you're crazy. Because we wasn't designed for that. If we were designed to kill people, who would be here today? There'd be no people left. After Adam and Eve would have killed Adam, Adam would have killed Eve, and that would have been that. One of them tried to kill God or something. Sodomized the Billy Goat. You know, just crazy that's going on. You know, Satan would have been dead. Who would have spared Satan back in those days? Nobody would be here right now because every time you make somebody, they kill it. Okay? All right, Adam. You done killed Eve. You done killed everything we done gave you. We're going to try one more time. We got you there. Oh, shit. He done killed that one, too. Because he don't know no better. So you can't multiply if everybody killing. So they had the time when people thought killing was bad. How else you going to get people be living since the biblical day? They're still here. That means most people don't kill nobody. That's why if you go to court, first thing they say, don't mention nothing about being crazy because then they won't put them in jail. What's wrong with me? Well, you go over there because you're crazy. Well, you know what? Your crazy ass going to jail. Because what your crazy ass did, you got to be punished for that. Yeah, but I'm crazy. Okay, when you get out, we'll fight with your crazy ass then. But in the meantime, get your ass up in there like everybody else. See, they won't do that, even in my son's murder. They were like, I don't want to talk about, one of the guys came in there and said, man, you know, one of his friends testified that, you know, what he did. And he was like, man, that guy's crazy. Oh, man, they had to take almost an hour to fix that because he done called the man crazy. So he took a break, came back, and he fixed the crazy part about what do you mean by that part, you know. And he didn't know, like, crazy, killing crazy, not just, is that a mental problem? No. Has he been known that mental problem? He had to go through all that because that's what they would know. Oh, yeah, he's crazy. That means he's okay. He can kill somebody, get away with it. Man, please, I heard in California, they going to kind of let everybody death row. They not serious about that. If they were serious about letting people on death row, they would do it. Because they know after they come out, they be dead. Who in the hell going to let somebody come out death row and kill four people? Kill your son, your daughter. And also you heard he even got out. What are you going to do? Let him just have a good life? Hell no, you're going to kill him. I tell people all the time, I don't give a damn. People say, oh, you can't threaten nobody, whatever. If the guy that killed my son gets out before I die, I'm going to prison, okay? You can say I'm crazy, whatever. Who's going to give a damn? I'm not, because I'm always saying, at least I died, I did that. I can die knowing that, okay, I'll take my punishment. But I got his ass. Woo, I got him good. Oh, I got him good. You know what I mean? So what are you going to do? Sit there and just be happy that I got him. I got him, Jazz. Took care of that fool. Oh, she would let somebody out. I hear people all the time saying, the guy that killed my daughter is out. I see him every day. You know what? You crazy as hell. Ain't no way in the world I can look at the person who killed my son once. Just to know that he got out would be enough to get me going crazy. But to hear, for me to visually see him, knowing he did it in some kind of technicality, he got away with it. Oh, no. That's bad for society. See, you'll hurt innocent people trying to get it. You won't care, but it's sad because nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. These people, man, they could give a, no one cares. If you're living your life and you're thinking somebody's going to miss you when you die, they're not. Just look at everybody who died before you and your family. And you just think about it. Nobody really gives a shit. You know, nobody talks about it. They got some people in their family who you should be pissed off. Everybody got to know somebody in their family that, how can y'all just live with that person being dead? I can tell you the same shit. It happens to me. I think about it every day wondering, how can people in my family do what they're doing, day-to-day activities, and never mention the boy? You know, we'll go to Thanksgiving dinner, and won't nobody mention the big-ass elephant? That big-ass elephant. Won't nobody say that. They just let it go. Won't nobody help me do nothing because they're all liberal. So they won't help me get nothing accomplished. They're not going to help me do a damn thing because they feel like they're helping Trump or they're helping a white man or they're helping a Republican. So I can never get shit accomplished, you know. You got people out there so jealous, they ain't going to help you do shit. Nobody gives a damn. So you're just screwed, you know. If you like that kind of lifestyle, don't do shit. Like that lady did. Don't do nothing and then come on Fox News and say, I voted for Joe Biden and my daughter dead and he don't give a shit. Lady, you can imagine she probably called Trump every name in the book. But I love the lady. And I always look for people who kids died after mine did. And I always say, why you didn't do nothing? Why were you acting like it ain't going to happen to you after you didn't watch it happen to everybody else? How could you do that to yourself? Now you got to live like that. You thinking you wasn't even fighting illegal aliens and they were doing whatever the hell they wanted to do and you didn't even care. Now one of them killed your daughter. You thinking like, hey, can somebody help me? They're not going to help you. They don't give a shit. That's the bad part. They don't give a shit. That's why you better get you a gun and you better be on your job because they will kill you and they won't even care that you're dead. You got to protect yourself and your family, and it's just how it is right now. It's every man for himself. See you next week. Stay alive. Thank you for the listening, everybody.
Here they come, here they come. The Legals, they're coming.
That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw. How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw. How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. My neighborhood is changing, not for the best.
Not for the best.
People looking different, not like the rest.
Not like the rest.
Come in peace, that's what they say.
What they say.
But don't get in their motherfucking way. They're taking LA back, starting with the black.
Starting with the black.
In California, so get back, Jack.
Get back, Jack.
One by one, our men are missing. What's wrong with them? What are they dissing? American citizens, why won't you listen? Black people, are you paying attention?
You paying attention?
We're being replaced. Can't you see?
Can't you see?
People around here don't look like me. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw. How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw. How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. They don't want to blend into our way of life.
Way of life.
All they care about is discretion, stress
and strife.
And putting the black men way out of sight. Where all the black men are, they all
where
done.
The men at?
What about the children, the victims of
where
the
men at?
All they want to do is just have some fun. Now there's no light, not even the sun.
Even the
I
sun.
Just became wait for the king to come.
That was
wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw. How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw. How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. Nobody's growing up, man, this is wrong. We gotta make sure our kids grow up strong.
The kids
have been replaced, LA is busting at the scene. I thought all they wanted was American dream.
American dream.
All I'm seeing is American bloodstream.
Bloodstream.
Being replaced by any means.
Being replaced.
Been being treated like a damn dope.
But being replaced.
Fresh from the border, here they come.
Fresh from the
all the free shit. Yeah, they want some.
Give me some. Give
damn.
Me some.
Are we really that dumb?
That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. The murder capital, how can this be?
Gunfire.
When you get replaced, your family will see bullet holes in your body that people can see through.
Death
at funerals, yeah, that's on the video. Die so damn fast, don't have time to build.
Don't even cry.
All you want to be better, they can feel what he went through.
Won't be being
replaced. Can't you
the
see?
Big payback.
People around here don't give a damn about me.
I won't be
American citizens, they don't want to be.
The big payback.
American citizens, they don't want to see.
Another man
down. They care about the money because they know it's free.
Black man down.
Replaced. Can't you see?
American citizens
people
down.
People around here don't give a damn about me.
That was wrong.
What happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans
gotta stand up?
You better stand up and heed the call.
You gotta stand up.
The same thing happens to one of
y'all. Stand up for your kids. Stand up for your daddy.
Many Americans
stand up
fall.
For your mama.
Stand up and he
stand
call.
Up for your wife. Step up for your husband. Stand up for yourself.
Many Americans
stand up
fall.
For America.
Stand up and he
stand
call.
Up for the human race.